out all over this gigantic ball of dirt hurtling through space at a phenomenal pace. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. This is a show where we don't take anything seriously because, quite frankly, everything's being taken far too seriously as it is. I have another guest lined up for today. Plagued by technical difficulties as it is, fighting against the New World Order. Some of them biological. Especially if you happen to be 75 years old, like my fabulous guest here, whose name is Larry Angel, who in my opinion, has some of the, out of all the contributors to GorillaMedia.co.nz, and we've got a few, each of them incredibly talented in their own way, whether that be finding good stuff to post or actually writing stuff themselves. He's right up there. His name's Larry Angel. Larry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Vinny. Hope you can hear me.
I can hear you just fine. If you could actually regale us, myself kind of treated as a member of the audience, just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you kind of woke up to the New World Order.
Well, I had a great tragedy in my life. That great tragedy was the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, who I thought was a really great president, and I was all enthused with his presidency and glad I had a great president. And when the people killed him, who we now know from Michael Collins Piper's book, Final Judgment, we know who killed him. And so that was sort of my beginning of where I got into the truth movement and trying to find out what the truth was.
And what's your personal experience? I mean, are you an investigator? I mean, what have you actually done? Because you're 75 years old now. You must have done a heck of a lot if you've been active since JFK.
Well, you know, the thing is that I think my biggest achievement, possibly, although I don't want credit for it, but I was a talk show host and I had gotten a bunch of books from the Federal Reserve System. And in one of those little pamphlets, it said that the Federal Reserve System could buy $100 bills for 4 cents apiece. Now, I think today they could do that for 15 cents or something like that. But I put that on the air. And boy, they said I was crazy. I couldn't do that. Well, of course, I had the documentation. So people, we could go out to dinner after the radio show and our listeners would come and join us. And they came and I showed them the book, and the truth just caught on, and it went on and on and on, and everybody talked about the Federal Reserve after that. I thought that was that's kind of my achievement, although I don't want credit for it.
Well, I suppose everybody stands on the shoulders of giants in order to touch the sky, don't they?
Well, Vinny, I actually kind of take credit for your existence. Because I laid a little foundation out there, and somebody woke somebody else up, and somebody woke somebody else up, but I never heard of this guy over in New Zealand. But by God, he knew all the truth.
Well, you know, I suppose that's really part of it, isn't it? When we have the two generations or three generations of a gap of a New World Order program, you see a lot of the early fights for, say, things as simple as civil rights evolve into the modern truth movement, where we're trying to expose everything that's going on simultaneously rather than focusing on just one little single issue. And because, as you could understand, almost everything is tied together in some way. It's not entirely like the no man is an island. It's also no idea or event is isolated.
The New World Order attacks us politically, attacks us financially, attacks us religiously, attacks our education, attacks our military, and attacks us in every way possible.
And it attacks us sexually.
Yeah, well, the TV stuff is mind control.
In the case of the TSA, for example, you can imagine the kind of mind patterns that young children and the elderly will be starting to almost be molded into. Yes, it's okay for somebody to touch my genitals. Yes, it's okay to be irradiated. Yes, it's okay to have naked pictures taken of me and sold out by pedophile members of the TSA on the internet. It's okay. Don't worry. The rubber gloves that contain flesh-eating bacteria will protect you.
I was ranting and raving about that. I was talking to this guy, and he says, oh, that's why I fly. So he can get bottled.
Yeah, I mean, if ever there was a reason to bring teleportation into the modern world, this would be it. So you don't have to worry about TSA agents.
My goodness. It's unbelievable for my age, Vinny, that people could even dream they could get away with this.
Well, see, back in your day, Larry, like it was almost deemed rude if a woman was wearing too little skimpy clothing. Now look at them. They go out in something that you wouldn't use for an eye patch.
Yeah, I think you're right on that one. And that's part of the mind control, and it's part of the religious aspect of it. We could go all the way back to the Babylonian Talmud, and we can look at a lady named Elizabeth Dilling. You can search her on the web, D-I-L-L-I-N-G, and she'll explain to you why these things happen.
Yeah, the whole nexus of it, I feel, is simply the breakdown of morality, because as you look at the elite, and I've been looking into them quite a bit lately, and have been doing so for quite some time, you realize that their belief structures are really messed up to nowhere. Like, they're just basically, if you had to define them as sort of like crazy cannibals, like have you ever seen like a horror movie where like the serial killer does really weird horrific stuff and whatnot, and they reason with themselves and they say that they're doing a good thing and all of that, is that chopping people up into pieces and poisoning other small children and doing all this other stuff, right? That's basically the mindset of the elite. They just endlessly justify doing the craziest, most horrifying, disgusting things that have ever been committed by man on man on this earth.
You know, I was mentioning Elizabeth Dilling. If people do look her up and read her stuff, she's gone now, of course, but her stuff is still on the internet. I think it's, I've forgotten the name of it, but the webpage. If you look under Dilling, or search under Dilling, you'll come up with it. But she tells us about writings that have existed since 550 B.C., and she tells us the contents of those writings. Now, if you were taught from your very childhood, that was your fundamental belief, that was religious, and every authority that you met in your family and the whole thing said you should do these things are true. Human beings are only a certain group. The rest of the human race are just animals for farming. If you were taught that from your childhood, I can't see how you could maintain your sanity when you reach adulthood.
That's kind of why I do this show the way that I do, Larry, is, you know, you got to help people to retain some form of sanity. I mean, there's so many people out there that are going out with the objective of waking people up, but if you think about a correlation with your daily life here, what do you do after you get up in the morning? What do you do after you wake up? You know, you go to work, don't you? You go to work, don't you? Yeah. And so when people wake up to the New World Order, they don't get that connection that they actually have to go to work against it. Right? All you're doing is...
You know, the thing is, Benny, the thing is that I think when I told them that they could buy, the New World Order could buy $100 bills for 4 cents, they didn't believe it. It wasn't hard to understand. It wasn't hard to explain it to them, but they just could not believe it. because it's so satanic and so evil that a normal person just rejects it. They just can't believe it.
And as I always say, it's because they're not psychopaths, okay? If you were a psychopath and somebody told you, oh, we make X amount of, it costs us 15 cents to buy $100, psychopaths just go, yep, sounds about right. You know, this is the only response that they ever give. The average person has no clue.
You got the point. That's the point. And I think it's an absolute truth. It sounds incredible, but it's the truth.
It's just not how we think, you know? That's why it's so far removed from our possibility. It's just something that we could never imagine. Like, that's the great thing about this. If you're a conspiracy theorist, you're like, and by conspiracy theorist, I mean somebody who's not naive enough to think that everything on this earth happened by sheer freaking coincidence. If you're a conspiracy theorist and you start talking about these things with people who just have no familiarity whatsoever, they think that you're creative enough to make it all up. Okay? That is absolutely insane. Okay? So when people are approached with insanity, instead of understanding it and coping with it and getting to grips with it, they start to mimic that insanity and throw it back at you.
Well, and the problem that I feel that, and maybe there's something good here. Let's talk about it from a positive side. You know, if we got rid of this big, ugly thing, the whole future would be totally different. What we're dealing with is a very small number of people. Maybe we're talking 5,000. Who are insane, but those people are holding financial power that allows them to buy any corporation in the world, to buy government, any governments in the world, and they just create money out of nothing. They don't have to work for it or anything. They just type it in, and they have unlimited funds. But that translates into power. And to have that power in the hands of people who are nuts is causing a horrible problem in the world, the whole world.
And everybody sees it, don't they? Every time there's a news story about something, everybody goes, oh, the government's nuts. And instead of going, wait a second, the government actually is nuts. We shouldn't be voting for them. We should be approaching them with straight jackets and organic food.
Stockholm Syndrome, right?
Yeah.
You know what that is? Stockholm Syndrome?
It's comes from the Stockholm in Europe, where a couple of terrorists or bank robbers or what have you robbed this bank, and there was a standoff with the police that lasted for 3 days. And the bank robbers had kind of been sort of brutal and saying, you know, get down on the ground or we'll kill you. But they noticed that after they were caught and tried and everything, all the witnesses basically love them. It's because people love their captors. They start to see like, oh, they're just doing their job and they're actually really trying to look out for me and everything. When they were just robbing you blind and threatening you and keeping you there in bonds.
Patty Hearst was captured by terrorists. She joined them, went out and robbed banks with them. When they put her on trial, they said she had been Stockholm Syndrome. So we have a whole world of people who are terrorized to become part of a hideous form of world domination, and they're trapped. They adopted the Stockholm Syndrome. They're caught.
I feel really kind of strange about this, because how do you actually break a psychological bond like that? Okay, like it comes out of trauma. Now I know that in the military, in law school and med school, they use an awful lot of trauma-based mind control programming. Okay, that's basically what it is. They remove your individuality. They get you a heck of a lot more stress and time constraints and lack of sleep. And it forces all the people involved into this sort of herd mentality so that they protect each other and try to make sure that things are the way that they are, only because they simply can't function otherwise, because all of their independence and all of their ability to think and act independently has been stripped from them through trauma-based mind control. And as far as I'm concerned, that is precisely what is going on here with the entire education system, the entire political race, the entire media, bar a few. And that's basically what we've got. We've got Stockholm Syndrome that's been educated into people through all the methods and methodologies of their daily life and media consumption. It's pretty straightforward, really.
Well, you know, when we started this broadcast, I was talking about something I'd done on the radio where I told people that the Federal Reserve could buy $100 bills for 4 cents apiece. Now, what amazed me about that was I just talked about that on the radio, and about a year later, the Federal Reserve was the total topic. Every talk show had somebody talking something about the Federal Reserve and their power. And all I did then was bring up one little subject, but the truth has popped on and just went on and on and on.
And we'll have to, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because there's the music. We're off to break. We'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. You might want to check out Larry Angel's blog on gorillamedia.co.nz. That's Angel with an E, E-N-G-E-L. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinny Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. And my guest today is former Ted Gunderson co-host, I believe, Larry Angel. Larry, welcome back. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience there with Ted?
I was a co-host with a guy named Rod Douglas who's still on the air in Ohio. He's a Radio Hall of Famer. And Ted used to come on the show frequently, and we were acquaintances, and we were friendly acquaintances, but I don't know if we can say we were exactly friends. Ted was a person, he's gone now, Ted's gone, but Ted is a person who was, he was an ex-FBI chief. He had $1 million of a budget at L.A. chief of FBI. And I think 300 employees, all FBI people. And he was very careful about the things that he said. And when he said something, you could rely on it. It was very reliable. And I think they attempted to neutralize him. And he told me his son had been threatened. But when you're neutralized by someone, they only neutralize you in one area. So he would talk more freely in other areas, but he said he had to be very careful because his position was very sensitive. But anytime you hear anything Gunderson says on the air, it's true. He's got a lot of YouTube stuff on there.
Is there kind of a connection, do you believe, with people who are involved with the conspiracy movement and those who are kind of just basically patriotic in general? Like, they don't have so much of a loyalty for their president or what have you, but just to their country, just to their people. And that's why they choose to actually spend the time it takes necessary to research into things. It's because they actually care about something greater than themselves.
Well, I think on YouTube, Ted has some interviews with a guy named Chip Tatum. And he was a CIA agent, possibly an assassin, too. And he has these interviews, I think everybody should see those. Because Chip Tatum is an example of what you and I ought to be shooting for. Chip was all inside the New World Order. And then he realized what it was. And he became a true American and a true freedom lover and a truther. And you can see his interviews with Gunderson. He's trying to warn us about how dangerous the New World Order is. And I think that's what, you know, if these demonstrators out there in New York could get the whole government buildings to empty out and come out and join them in the street, wouldn't that be great?
I think that would be great. But there was another a great sign that I see at these. I think it might have been during the bailout crisis or something like that. It's a sign that says "Jump, you effers!" And obviously, I can't say that. the exact side on the effing FCC regulations, but you get the idea. I think that there really should be a return to the old days of people who invested way too much money in toxic assets and wasting the entire public trust should do the honourable thing and jump off the freaking buildings in Wall Street. It'll cost a heck of a lot less to clean them off the sidewalk than it will to clean up the damage they did to this economy.
Well, you know, there's something along that line. I saw one of the demonstrators sign. I don't know where I seen it, but it was on a video somewhere. And the sign said, under the legal structure, a corporation is called a person. It's just like you and me, that we're persons, so the corporation's a person. And this sign says, I will believe a corporation is a person when Texas executes one.
Yeah. And I suppose the whole thing about taxation, right, without representation, is, you know, you've got a choice whether or not you actually get up and go to work in the morning sort of thing. You know, it's not a very good choice because it's like, survive, not survive. But the interesting thing is when your choice gets taken away from you, when those choices about what happens with the money that you pay in taxes and all of that kind of stuff gets made well above you and you don't get a say whatsoever, and even when the government calls for submissions, they ignore the majority of them under national security or some other prevalent excuse that can be used and rubber stamped on practically every single thing that a member of the public might say that's disparaging to the evil criminal class that we call the government. That really kind of grinds on people. And I think, you know, it's all of a sudden they're in a mafioso racketeer race. They understand quite significantly that when they're paying their taxes, they're paying for a protection racket. A protection racket not for them, but for the criminal banks that truly run the government.
Well, that reminds me of my blog where I was saying that the police should be joining the demonstrators, because these policemen that are out there on the street, they're in the same situation as the rest of the country. Their income tax is going to finance the same thing that you just described. And when the government, the state government in New York and the state city government in New York goes bankrupt, guess who's going to be on that unemployment line? Who's not going to have a job? Who's not going to be able to go to work in the morning? It's going to be them cops. And gee, when I was out there clubbing those demonstrators, you know, maybe I should have been thinking about, I could be out of work because I'm doing this.
Yeah, and I think that police should just go to dance parties more, you know? There's two distinct different types of clubbing. The one when it's over the head and you're wearing a police uniform, and the other when you're bouncing around and dancing, still wearing your bright yellow fluorescent police uniform, you know, with the glow sticks and whatnot. You know, they could have a real fun time if they just became part of the movement. Don't freaking stand on the sidelines with some description of expressionless face as if you're a robot masked by a freaking hat. This is not a human representation I see before me. No. This is a blind, following, robotic, and in some cases, especially if they happen to be wearing white shirts, psychotic individual who is absolutely in lack of a conscience because his job dictates him to do so, and he questions that little that he won't do it. However, and here's some good news from the New Zealand Occupy front, interesting news at the very least, the New Zealand police have refused to evict the protesters from a place called Dunedin, one of the southernmost major cities in New Zealand. And the council, and you'll love this, has saying, all right, well, if the police won't evict them because they're not doing anything unlawful or doing anything wrong, well, then what can we do? I know, private security. They're such evil bastards.
Yeah, but if the police feel that they have aligned themselves with the demonstrators because the demonstrators are supporting something that's not illegal, and also that the police may consider their being helped by the demonstrators. You know, if they have sent in the private security, I would think some of those police officers would be right out there to defend those protesters with their lives. Because that's the way policemen are, you know.
Yeah, and this is the reason why respect for the police has gotten to such a low level in the last decade, at least. You know, it's because they're not there to protect people anymore, and people now realize it. They realize that they're not there for their stated intention, and instead there's simply a gang, okay? A gang with their own patches, and in New Zealand many of them have tattoos, incidentally, and they go around fining people for stuff.
But see, I think I know how that works, because I saw the white shirts. A friend of mine and I were discussing, in New York, the white shirts came out. The white shirts are the administrative officers. They're the higher-ups in the New York Police Department. And when they came out on the street, I was telling my friend, I think the bankers have come into the top layers of the police department with thousands, maybe millions of dollars, and put it into secret accounts, and the top level of the police department are getting paid to go out and hassle demonstrators. And they actually have to come out on the street because I think the officers are not backing them up.
Well, there was something that happened in the New York Police Department, I think, or it might have been Brooklyn or something, where they got given like $7 million or something along those lines by Goldman Sachs days before this Occupy Wall Street punch-up happened?
Yep, you're right on. That's how it works. That's what the demonstrators see. The demonstrators are sane, but these bankers are insane, and the demonstrators can't see that their enemy is going to go to the higher levels of the police and pay millions of dollars to fight the demonstrators. But the rank-and-file police may not do that. May not join in.
Well, look at it this way. I heard today that it's a mathematical certitude where if you buy everybody off, like if you buy off the Congress and what have you, and buy off the entire country for such and such dollars a year, it would actually only cost about maybe between $300 and $500 million a year to bribe everybody who needs bribing so you can run the country the way you want. That's precisely what's going on.
Yes, you're right. The thing that bothers me, because I've seen this happen, it's about the vote fraud. If these politicians that are holding office actually believe they're being benefited by the vote fraud, but as soon as a guy accepts an office for vote fraud, he no longer really holds the office. The person that rigged the vote is the one that really holds the office, and he's just a puppet.
And I say take the glove off that puppet, you know? And, well, in fact, take the gloves off full stop, man. We're just sitting around and just tolerating this kind of BS. It's happening all over the place because we tolerate it. And it's getting worse because we tolerate it. And isn't it funny how everybody today is being encouraged to be a lot more tolerant of other people in so many, many ways? Political correctness, I believe, is one of the worst things that you could ever do in a society. Okay? A racist will still be a racist, even if he's being politically correct about it. But what it does is it stops people from having the ability to actually say what they think, so that you can't tell people for what they are. And also, it means that if somebody's doing something wrong, people will be restrained about complaining about it or exposing it. Perfect little system we have here to just let the nasty little demons run amok, and all the good people who are very, very truthful and honest about any bad stuff that they've done get screwed over to no end.
Political correctness is a mind control tool. It's a tool. If you feel inside you have to be politically correct, they got you with a mind-controlled device. They turned on the toaster and toasted your brain.
And it's kind of like the moment from Lost in Space where the robot comes and goes, danger, Will Robinson, danger. Come on, people. Danger, Will Robinson. It's pretty freaking scary out there. Ultimately, I'm not terribly afraid, though, because as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing to worry about until it's right in your face. But it doesn't mean that you have to wait until it's right in your face before you start being proactive about it. Okay? I remember I was talking to a cop, Larry, about kind of how New Zealand's sort of descending into tyranny a little bit. And the older police officer was like, yep, yep, yep. And the younger police officer was like, oh, well, at least you don't live in Libya or something like that. And it was just like, I was going to tell them that they don't actually have power bills in Libya. And if you get married, you get given $50,000 by the government to buy a house with. And you get paid for your car 50% of the entire cost when you buy it new from the government. And that petrol was 14 cents a litre. And if you go overseas, you get $2,600 a month to study at an overseas university, including, and also if you have any medical treatment that Libya doesn't provide for you, they provide you travel and all the costs of the medical treatment overseas as well. I was going to tell him that, but instead it just
didn't
come out.
You know, we could have that all over the world if we got rid of the central banks. That could happen everywhere.
Hey, this is the one pin that can be pulled out to bring this whole big top tent with all the jugglers and lion tamers and various other fire-eating clowns coming out of small cars wearing enormous shoes can all come tumbling down. And all you got to do is pull that one pin, crack a grin, and get the F out of there before it topples down on you too. And then you can start over again because you'll still have all the resources, all the ability to control and determine your own future, your entire nation's future. People don't seem to realize this, that yes, it is that easy. If you take some freaking responsibility for how you and your country turn out, then it will probably turn out okay. You know, it's not that hard.
We'll be back in a minute.
Indeed. Jumping in on me there. All right, we'll be back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
What is about? There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about history repeating and getting ripped off by bankers endlessly, who set up central banks that wind up stripping all the assets off the general public and leaving the rest of the people as slaves. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Fastest talk in 2 hours in talk radio. And my guest today is Larry Angel from GorillaMedia.co.nz, Larry Angel 9, that's his blog. If you can go there and search that up, should be some decent articles there for you to look at. Now, Larry, I was kind of thinking, in my 26 years, what I've managed to do is kind of like link up with people who are sort of older and wiser and, know stuff that I don't, so I can kind of absorb it and whatnot. How did you learn everything that you know?
Well, see, I'm 74, so I had to work on that pretty hard. You know where I really kind of got into it was my town that I lived in California. The cable company come in and wanted to set up cable. The city council said, well, you're going to have to allow people in this community to have public access television. And so if you went and took a test, which I did, you got to have, they provided a camera and editing and a studio and lights and everything, and you can make videos. So I started making a show about the organic law of the United States, which is the Mayflower Compact, Fundamental Orders of Connecticut, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution. And I learned a lot from doing that. And so that's how I began to realize that things weren't fitting in with the way they were supposed to be, particularly on religious issues, that, you know, taking the Ten Commandments out of public view and stuff like that didn't fit with the Constitution. And so that's how, as an old guy, I've come along from being a younger guy and kind of learned stuff. But I'm amazed that a guy 26 has got so much info that you've got. And you seem to have a good filter. You may listen to old folks, but you must filter out an awful lot of garbage.
Well, just the really negative stuff that kind of doesn't teach you nothing, you know? If I've heard it before, I've heard it before. I believe everything I know to be true is actually wrong, and I just haven't seen the evidence that proves how wrong I am just yet. So I'm just going to keep going along with those assumptions until that happens.
Can I get your opinion on something that I've been thinking about?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I think that there's no national debt in the United States.
No national debt?
Have you ever said that before?
No.
The billions of dollars we owe? I don't think we do.
Well, I see it as more like just perhaps debt on the birth certificates, which are all tied to the government rather than national debt kind of thing. It's just like, you're a slave, you're on the stock market. If you have a look at your birth certificate, there's a tracking number there. You can look that up on the stock market if you wish to see how much your body is worth. That's what you call live stock. And that's where all the national debt is per se, not with the government, not with the country, because the country are just arbitrary things. They don't really exist. The only thing that really exists there are the people. Everything else is just arbitrary lines and words.
Well, you're going to be interested in my thoughts, I think. See, I'm thinking there's no national debt because what they call the national debt is actually the production, the labor, and the savings of the American people. But what has happened is that the bankers simply use the trick to move it from the liability, from the asset side. All those are our assets that the nation has built up over the years. They belong to the nation, to the people. And the bankers have used the banking trick to slip it to the liability side. So what they're talking about in national debt is really our savings. And what they've done is they put it in the banker's own pocket, and then they went out and infiltrated and took over all the corporates, national, natural resources, mass media, and everything, military and everything else they could take over, but it's still our money, and whatever they bought with our money belongs to us.
So let's think about this. What's the definition of theft? When somebody takes something that doesn't belong to them.
You got it.
This is what's going on.
Everybody's talking about should we pay back the national debt? Hell no. Take it back.
Okay. It's like somebody turning up at your door that you've never seen before and say, bro, I own your house. And you're like, what? And you're like, yeah, I own your house, mate. Give it to me. You got any documentation to prove this? Well, no. Well, then bugger off. Get off my land. You know? And there'll be an ominous of a shotgun behind the door or something like that. You know? You're a thieving, lying, manipulative scumbag who has simply bribed your way to the top, and you deserve absolutely no credence. In fact, you should just be tried by a jury of your peers fairly, and I'm sure they'll convict you fairly, and I'm sure we'll also execute you and bury you in a shallow grave, also very fairly.
Well, So I'm just saying that, you know, people ask the question, should we pay back the national debt or repudiate it? I'm saying don't repudiate it. It's our debt. Okay? But don't pay it back because there is no debt. It's that's our savings. That's not our debt. That's our savings. We just have to take it away from the thieves.
Yeah. In fact, let's not pay it back. Let's get some payback.
Hey, sounds good to me.
All right. Somebody been stealing your crap for 100 years or so, America. Wake up. Go and steal it back. All right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that massive bit of art in front of the Goldman Sachs freaking museum or whatever the heck is going on down there in New York City would be worth a lot of money. Couple of crowbars, some jackhammers. Steal it. Go and sell it on the open market.
Yep, lost us. They bought it with our money. They didn't have no money. They didn't do no work. They just entered computer entries. They moved it from the asset side to the liability side. It's our savings. Anything they own belongs to us. Anything any bank in the world owns belongs to us.
Yeah. That's what people need to understand. And I'm very sorry if you currently think that your country is an entity that's out there to help you, to save you, to protect you, or to do anything that's good for you. No, sorry, that hasn't existed for quite some time, I'm afraid. And in fact, they've only been using a very sneaky, cunning, compartmentalized Fabian socialist scheming of all descriptions in every single major industry that is in primary influence of your life to make everybody fairly destitute, not terribly bright, and losing the will to fight. It's what I like to call psychological castration. You know, you've mentally had them cut off.
Yeah, but see, they don't know about Chip Tatum. This interview between on YouTube between Chip Tatum and Ted Gunderson. Chip Tatum was a CIA insider, maybe even an assassin. And he changed sides. What if all those government people that are screwing over all the people of the world, all of a sudden the bureaucracy woke up and said, you know, I'm screwing myself. I'm one of those. I'm not one of the 1%. I'm one of the 99%. You know, I'm going to use whatever little bureaucratic power I have to dissolve this, to undermine it, to cut it. If all these government bureaucrats all of a sudden started working for the protesters instead of working for the 1%, the whole thing would come down.
Yeah, well, and again, if only 1% of the 1% turned against them, boom, taken out. There's no defense against an inside job. And I'm sure everybody in America knows this. Because, hey, you're supposed to trust everybody there, don't you? And that's how all these organizations of criminal mind are all built. They're built on the trust that, hey, you won't reveal all the damaging information you know about these people. Allegedly, our social development sinister, Miss Paula Bennett, has a long history of prostitution and has had upwards of 10 abortions. Imagine if she ever wanted to refuse to pass a bill of some description that the government wanted. Excuse me, Paula. Ms. Bennett? Yeah. We're going to reveal all this information about you unless you do it.
You mean New Zealand has a Hillary?
Oh, yeah. Every country does. That's why they call it a new... And that's why they call it a new world order. And I want to thank you, Larry, for coming on the show with me today, mate. It's been a real pleasure.
I'm still here, and anytime you want me back on again, well, just set me up.
All right, not a problem, mate. You have yourself a fabulous day there, and keep up the good fight. Who knows how long it'll go on for, but at least we can have some fun in the meantime, eh?
Thanks for your time, Benny. That's my blog.
Yeah, check out his blog on gorillamedia.co.nz, or you can jump into the chat room or have a look at me on Facebook to see those links there. And we'll be back next hour on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Stand and be counted.
In the belly of the vulture, watch your back. There's no civilians, women, children, front lines. Listen, consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation too fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, coming at you live from the fabulous fluoridated capital of New Zealand. It's Auckland in the slave South Pacific, the glinting island chained nation. And I wanted to give out a public service announcement here, as I do, about Codex Alimentarius. There's a dude named Ian R. Crane, who I've interviewed before. If you go to my YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media, you'll be able to see the interview I did with Ian R. Crane about Codex Alimentarius and the New Zealand Food Bill and the threats that these pose to health, freedom, and food security. This has just come in from Health Freedom New Zealand. NZfoodsecurity.org for details on the food bill, which has already had its first reading in Parliament and is to be passed under urgency this month. Now, this is a great thing about New Zealand, is that when they pass things under urgency, it's always about taking away your rights. Like, it's not like, oh, we saw somebody get brutalised and vandalised by a cop and then just suddenly have to urgently give people the right to not be brutalised and vandalised by the cop. No. It's everybody's going around doing normal stuff and what have you and not harming nobody. We need to urgently take that ability away from them right now, because they're dangerous people with rights.
Oh, much more difficult to control. Those vile, slimy beggars, how dare they? How very dare you?
It is the beginning of the implementation of Codex Alimentarius in New Zealand. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what this food bill is. And as soon as they push that envelope, if people don't react, then they're going to push it some more. A former oil field executive, Ian has become one of the UK's leading authorities in deep geopolitics, where geographic, economic, social, political, and spiritual issues conjoin. Ian will also talk about the other recent events in New Zealand. Now, you can get the tickets for this or buy them at the door. At ianrcrane.co.uk. That's $20 or $10 for students. A couple of the places you can get them are Auckland, Friday, November 11th. That's this Friday, 6:45 p.m. at the Grey Lynn Community Centre. That's 510 Richmond Road, Grey Lynn. And various other places around there, Wellington and Dunedin will also be visited. Essentially, what it does, what he's going to be talking about, is how they're going to start making sickness compulsory. Okay, it's the UN agenda to destroy natural farming and to eradicate the natural health industry. The continued availability of natural, herbal, and homeopathic medicines is being threatened across the globe by careful, crafted legislation, which is, slowly but surely, finding its way onto the statute books. Unless the people of New Zealand wake up to what is going on, soon the only medicines available in New Zealand and ultimately worldwide will be products licensed by pharmaceutical companies. Incidentally, the same pharmaceutical companies that indeed finance the passage of such laws. For many people, this agenda is so outrageous that they cannot believe such goals are achievable. And yet, much of this is already a reality in the EU since the traditional herbal medicine products EU directive took effect from May the 1st, 2011. May the 1st is incidentally a satanic holiday. Further proposals are being prepared that will require all imported food to be irradiated. They say this in order to prevent disease. Okay, so yeah, radiation doesn't cause disease. In fact, it prevents it, right? Radiation's good for you. They've only put the radiation level up, goodness knows how many times, in the Northern Hemisphere since Fukushima, allegedly. While at the same time allowing unimpeded market access for unlabeled, genetically modified and cloned products. They're messing with the food chain. Codex Alimentarius, and I love it how they call it Codex Alimentarius because everybody's saying, Codex Alimentarius, what's that? It means food code. Right? In the Matrix sense of the word, food code. It's a mysterious yet all-powerful instrument of world governance behind this assault on human rights. It is a global commission set up in 1963 by the WHO, the World Health Organization. Who are you? Eugenicist scumbags. And NFAO, the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization, to develop standards, guidelines, and loopholes, and codes of practice in relation to foods and medicines. Its stated objective is to protect the health of consumers. Oh, the scumbaggery. And they also want to ensure fair trade practices and promote the coordination of all food standards work undertaken by international governmental and non-governmental organizations. It is now integrated into the WTO, the WUTU, whose power is such that all signed up governments are required to implement its directives without the need for parliamentary scrutiny. And considering the level of scrutiny that Parliament has on the legislation that they pass already, that's probably not very good either. Working with and dominated by multinational interests, this neo-secret creation is preparing global regulations which will have a negative impact on the health and well-being of all the peoples of the world, meaning the several billion that might actually die from this legislation being implemented, from simple disease and starvation. Fear of disease and contamination from natural microbes, combined with a contradictory faith in new and untested technologies. Hey, here's something that's never been tested on humankind before. Let's force vaccinate everybody with it. Can only result in more massive and irreversible genetic biological contamination and pollution. It's time for people to stop this potential genocide from happening. And it's up to each and every one of us to get involved and take action. And consider the words of Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States and writer of Declaration of Independence, who said, "If people let government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as the souls of those who live under tyranny." And I need people to pass word about this as much as you can. You go to gorillamedia.co.nz or my Facebook page, and you can get that reading out sent out. And I'll also be uploading that to YouTube because it needs to be done. And Ian's actually such a nice guy. I've already interviewed him once on my YouTube channel there. So, yeah, I recommend as many people as possible actually turn up to these conferences because he will inform the heck out of you. Yeah, it's going to happen. Now, I feel that the whole element of Codex Alimentarius that really needs to be paid far more attention to is the fact that when you regulate food and medicines in any way, shape, or form, you realize that you're playing with people's lives, okay? Therefore, there should be a much higher level of scrutiny than in any other form of legislation, I think. Because it really does affect people in their daily life, where they are, right here, right now. It's an incredibly dangerous situation for anybody to be in, let alone everybody. Not to mention the fact that when doctors and various other respectable individuals get the opportunity to act as functionaries of the state rather than people who have taken perhaps a Hippocratic oath to, you know, do things in the best interest of the patient, which doesn't really happen much anymore, I can assure you that. The consequences are quite palpable, as far as I'm concerned. And we have a new way, and I'm going to hopefully trial this today if anybody's keen, of getting callers into the show through Skype. So if you go to the website, thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, and into the chat room and such, and just give us your Skype name, and we'll add you, and we'll bring you up as a caller when you want to be, or what have you, or just flick it to us via private email. producer at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinny with a Y because it's the most important question. Because I've noticed that we only have American callers. Pretty much because it's a toll call for everybody else. So, yeah, we'll try and solve that problem with a little bit of technology, eh? Get some Skype callers on there. That'd be nice. Now, for those of you in the United States, on the other hand, if you want to comment on this or talk about anything that we discuss on the show, the number is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. That's the number to call in across the United States. Now, on to the Prime Sinister. This is an article posted by our fabulous contributor, Evelyn Gilbert, a former special effects wizard. And she is, well, basically one of the big thorns in John Key's side, our Prime Sinister, because, let's act under the assumption that when you completely destroy the world's economy and you want to keep it secret from people that you did that, somebody who writes about almost only that could be a real pain in the neck. John Key confesses to his role in destroying the global economy on Breakfast TV here in New Zealand. The problem with psychopaths is that they want to brag about their achievements, even if these achievements are damaging and detrimental to many others. It's kind of a similar circumstance in how a thief or a killer returns to the crime scene. In this regard, John Key does not differ from his Wall Street mates. In fact, he just did, except here in New Zealand. Many don't know the whole story, so it sounded to most Kiwis as if John Key could see reason in the Occupy Wall Street movement, making him look like an understanding democratic leader, allowing free speech and demonstrations. He says in the presentation, if you go all the way back to what's caused the global financial crisis, you can apportion an enormous amount of the blame at the footsteps of Wall Street and ultimately created products that destroyed capital around the world and fitfully, whatever that means, destroyed banks around the world. I mean, they sold products that in their heart of hearts, they must have known they wouldn't be repaired for so I can understand that bit. And then he goes on about why condemning capitalism is a bad thing and how we should lift the poor out of their misery and make them more wealthy. And let's analyze the whole statement about the banking world and its destructive products for a bit and connect John Key to all these negative activities, shall we? First of all, if you go all the way back to what's caused the global financial crisis, you can apportion an enormous amount of the blame at the footsteps of Wall Street. Yeah. I did that in kind of a demonic voice. Maybe that's just my accidental John Key impression. This is correct, but it goes back quite a bit further than John Key would let us believe. As he states in the, quote, unauthorized biography, he left long before they created these fraudulent products. One of the first events ever to use the products he speaks of happened in 1987 with an attack of Andrew Krieger on the New Zealand dollar to which John Key was party, as has already been admitted and proved. And in his book, Infectious Greed, Frank Partnoy identifies the trade made by Andrew Krieger, which to this day tops the top 10 trades made of all time, as the patient zero trade of what is ending now as the total financial collapse of the global system. It set the tone for John Key's career as a derivatives and forex trader. Number two, John Key blames Wall Street, but what he doesn't say is that he was a Wall Street trader. Okay? He's even spoken at an American Friendship Association in 2007, and in it he clearly states that he had an apartment in New York, lived there a lot of the time, and he also tells us he had an office and several employees, one of whom dies on 9/11. In fact, he tells us that he worked on Wall Street, and what's more, he was an advisor in an open invitation upon invitation only committee of the New York Federal Reserve. John Key, at the time of the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act, was the managing director of debt for Merrill Lynch, obviously the kind of person you want running your country. Here he talks about the fantastic possibilities of over-the-counter products, the very ones now destroying the economy, in 1999. And it ultimately created products that destroyed capital around the world and fitfully destroyed banks around the world. They did, but the previous makes it clear that it wasn't they, but we. Now, you want to return to the scene of the crime? At least acknowledge you're the criminal. That's the honourable thing to do. Unless, of course, you don't want to go to freaking jail. Freaking scumbag selling out the country. Really doesn't rub me very well.
I mean, they sold products that in their heart of hearts they must have known that would have been repaid. So I can understand that bit.
Is it? Well, here is the bragging or confessing bit coming full to the fore. The question did not ask for his emotional statement. Here he shows us his intimate knowledge of the products he sold and what would inevitably be the outcome, and the sentence goes way beyond the scope of the question. It merely asked if he could understand why they demonstrated, and the first two sentences would have sufficed, but by saying they must have known in their heart of hearts, he actually admits to not only knowing now that the Wall Street antics would destroy the entire system, but actually having known that in his heart of hearts, he knew that the scam would implode on him, his Wall Street bankster mates, at the time he was dealing in them. But in saying it out in the open, he also shows that he cynically thinks that since Kiwis still think of him as a nice guy, that they won't catch on to what this is, and essentially he's a bragging psychopathic confession of his role in the whole damn scam. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back after the break with more scumbaggery.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. Freedom Radio has habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about the Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know about the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the breed of uranium in the mortar? What you know about AIPAC controlling the reporter? What's wrong with the world? People kill people.
To the show that's not run by AIPAC.
There's a modern day attack on the
name. But it's more like the Tupac of talk radio. Shot by the biggies. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Trying to keep it bangster for all y'all hardcore bangster, mobster, prime sinisters, and financial speculators alike. Welcome, scumbags. Speaking of people who expose scumbags, my former co-host on the line here, Will Ryan, coming us live from New Zealand, who's in fact been getting into the face of some alleged New Zealand-based bankster scumbags. Well, welcome back.
Thanks, Vinny. Thanks for having me on. How's it all been going?
Just borderlining on fabulous, I'd say.
Really? Really? I noticed John Key using the word fabulous quite a bit lately.
Is he?
In describing Graham Hart, the wealthiest guy in the country, he has called him fabulously wealthy, much like himself.
Yeah. Well, it just kind of connotes the whole thing. You remember that that picture you see on Facebook of John Key in a mansion swimming pool, like, you know, just slick as, you know, with his baggy blue kind of $2 shop boxes?
I mean, is that actually his house or what? Because it looks very similar. I don't know if you've ever been past the front of his house, but that looks like it could actually be the back of his house. It's got a similar design and chimney array.
But, well, you could tell that it probably was his house because there was nobody else in the photo.
That's right, yeah. Apart from a little slave cleaning.
Yeah. No. Hey, Consuela, go clean the back garden. No.
Go bury those bodies. It's not Halloween today.
There's a carpet out back. Wrap them up. There's a shovel. For your life. Bury those skeletons in my bankster closet.
So what's the theme today anyway? Let's press in. Because,
didn't you tell me that you went to the Occupy the Reserve Bank little protest?
I certainly did. Yeah, I can talk off for hours. But on the weekend, a few of us from RNZ, which is this minor political party, who was about 20, we were about 20 shy of actually registering as a political party. We've got about 484 members to be exact. We need 500. Kelvin Alp, myself, and a couple of other unnamed individuals, we went down to the Reserve Bank of New Zealand in Wellington, the capital to occupy the actual cause of the problems, the financial problems we have in this nation and globally, rather than just, you know, being stuck in a little square somewhere the council says you can, as long as you don't ruin the grass. So, yeah, that's what we thought we'd do. And we had about 100 people saying they would attend on Facebook, and as usual, only about 10% turn up. but we had private security guards meet us outside the Reserve Bank of New Zealand with private security made-up ID, telling us we couldn't walk up the steps of the RBNZ. Now, some people might think that's legitimate. It's a government building. Of course you can't walk up the steps. Well, just to prove the point, I went across to the Treasury Department, which is number one, the terrace in downtown Wellington, straight across the road from the RBNZ. They sell bonds across the road, in fact. And I can touch the Treasury building. I can bang on the doors and I can, you know, call out for my favourite MP. I could walk across the road to the Masonic Beehive, and I walked up the steps and banged on the doors there and asked for John Key to come out the closet. He didn't. Just to demonstrate that we can walk upon government-owned property because we are citizens and part of that government, supposedly. And they know that, so they have to allow us that freedom at least to be able to walk around the grounds. But we couldn't walk on the grounds of RBNZ. How about that? Of the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. We got trespassed. We got the police called up on us. We had all these spook characters running around taking photos of us. Unbelievable, Vinny.
Well, no, I think it's totally believable, in fact, expected. Because we know that these people are criminals. And what do criminals do? They hire thugs.
And the thugs couldn't even tell us whose property it was. And they sent down this one cop. You know how they sent down 10 cops for us on 9/11? And like paddy wagon and everything? Well, here we were, more dangerous people, supposedly, at a more sort of precious venue than Aotea Square, and they sent down one little cop who couldn't tell us jack. And so, you know, what that told me was there were plenty of unseen spooks and powers that be watching. They just didn't need to send down many cops because they had it. They had the situation covered. Probably had some nice Mossad agents with Uzis pointing towards us.
Yeah, they probably had some of those black bag characters, you know, that you have on V for Vendetta. You know, if anybody stepped out of line or started talking bad about the government or something like that through a megaphone, they'd be black bagged and carried away and have their feet tickled until they died from it.
Yeah, well. You know, there's a lot of conjecture about whether the Reserve Bank of New Zealand is government-owned or not, or Crown Corporation, or private shareholdings. I mean, there's a lot of speculation as to who's the bad guy, whether it's the Beehive, the Treasury, or the RBNZ.
But they confirmed to you that it was private property and you couldn't go on, and they had private security telling you that, and yet they tell the public that we're not privately owned, we don't have any shareholders. How does that work?
I don't know, man. I mean, I put a camera in the cop's face when he came to warn me to not go on their private property of the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. And he got really hostile with me and started like, poking at me and stuff, telling me not to film him. And I said, look, there's XYZ cameras around here all filming me without my consent. It's a public place. I'm allowed to film you. And he says, yeah, but I'm asking you not to. I says, yeah, but I can decide not to listen to your request, because it's a request, not a command. And he got real angry, so I kind of didn't want to be locked up in Wellington, so I sort of ushered the camera a little bit away from his face, but I still got his voice saying, this is private property, and we said, well, you have to tell us in which corporate title it belongs to be able to actually issue us a warning of trespass. You actually have to address me by my corporate title, William Daniel Ryan, and you have to give the name of the entity who owns this land. And he wouldn't. He just would not tell us who owned the building, who owned the land, why the RBNZ is private. So, you know, one of those unsolved mysteries.
Yeah, it's like on Ripley's Believe It or Not. believe it or not, John Key's a scumbag, and the Federal and the Reserve Bank of New Zealand is basically a private corporation that's just there to completely bankrupt us and completely consolidate us into the fold of a gargantuan freaking world government called the New World Order. You know, sorry,
some people,
this is a burst your bubble.
A group called Positive Money, who I largely support, were down there. But they're of the opinion that the RBNZ is a good organisation, just needs to be given teeth. Now, once again, I think this is up for debate. I'm not saying one side or the other is right. But some people say the problem is 98% or at least 80% plus of the money supply comes into effect in New Zealand through the commercial banks, ASB, National Bank, you know, all the rest of it. And therefore is debt-based because it comes in the form of house, home loans, personal loans, all the rest of it. They argue that the M3 money supply, the notes and coin issued by the RBNZ, is actually government money and non-debt-bearing, sorry. And so there's a bit of conjecture there, and Positive Money sort of called us conspiracy theorists, even though we'd organized a protest and that was the only reason they were there. So I said to the guy, Don Richards from Positive Money, I said, look, I'll prove to you this is private just by crossing the little cones they've laid out for us from the public sidewalk to the privately owned RBNZ frontage. And as soon as I did that, security comes up. And this was the case. You know what I mean? It's a joke, isn't it? It's just the guys have had down outside all the Fed stuff in the States, you know, all the private Federal Reserve that says private property, keep off. Outside the RBNZ, the car park has a private property sign in it, you know? And they had private security, and there were about seven of them running around. We had this guy, clean-cut, part Māori guy, shorts and T-shirt, walk past us. A couple of us looked at each other, was like, yeah, he's a cop or something. And he walked straight past where we're protesting, doesn't acknowledge any of the security outside. And then half an hour later, he's on the inside of the building and comes out and he's instructing the cop and everyone. You know? So yeah. They've got these spooks just wandering around willy-nilly. They run this place, I tell you.
Well, I suppose it's like a, I don't know. You'll walk into a room and you, there's a whole bunch of people there you don't know, and you just get this really bad vibe, and you're like, dude, we shouldn't be here. Let's go. And then you find out later that somebody like got into an argument at that bar and they got a glass or a bottle smashed into their face or something of that nature, and you're like, hey, and those instincts worked rather well for me. It's not entirely different when you go into a lot of government organizations now. You just feel like they're just basically gangsters who are out to bottle you in the face in some way, shape, or form.
Totally, totally. I mean, they're all into SOFCO, as we know. But this is no trivial matter, is it? I mean, this is something that if the New Zealand money supply is in the hands of a private cabal, I mean, we should know about it. It should be discussed. And I don't know if you saw that TV3 piece I did.
I did.
On the economy, do you see what a laughing stock they make of any serious issue?
Yeah, basically
everything's just dumbed down. And
well, see, it's what I told you would happen, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, I know, but you got to give the slaves a benefit of the doubt anyway.
yeah. See, I don't like to call them the slaves. I think it's just really disrespectful. I prefer to call them the sheep. And speaking of which, we were talking about sort of how the culture gets influenced. I came up with a great thought today. A new band has been formed to encourage people to mess with men's estrogen levels and turn them into boy girls. The band's called My Chemical Bromance, with their new hit single, BP Ages.
My mouth is getting dry by the minute, honey. Oh yeah, man! Right. But you can't even say that, though, can you? I mean, you can't even say that BPA and estrogen mimic and plastics. I mean, oh, you must be some sort of—I don't know. Are you against those feminized people, Vinny?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just against being chemically lobotomized and having all of my genetic material being contaminated by additives and all the things that we're exposed to on a daily basis. You know, that's all.
Oh, it's progress, though. It's evolution.
It's devolution.
Oh, seriously, man, I watch TV a lot of the time, and it's just Idiocracy. I don't know if people have watched Idiocracy and they remember the part where this they've got this black guy who's a WWF sort of world wrestling character, and they find this they've got this guy who's the smartest man in the world. He's just a 100 IQ average Joe from the year 2000 or something. And anyway, they put his name is Joe, incidentally, and they put all their trust into him, and the WWF president is just like, he's going to fix the rivers, he's going to fix the crops, he's going to fix the sky, and everything's just going to be solved. I mean, that's how, just watching the campaign trail, and not to name any in particular, but some who think that we're just going to feed the kids, and we're going to house everyone, and we're going to pay off the debt in 3 years, and we're just going to, you know what I mean? It just reminds me of Idiocracy. These people who think we can just fix all our problems. I don't know if they actually really believe that.
See, but they sure as hell hoodwink. My favorite part of that movie is Brondo, the thirst mutilator. It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, and when the guy dares to question electrolytes, they're like, why do you think electrolytes are good for the soil? Ah, because it's got electrolytes. Yeah, well, everything's a circular argument. You ask people, why do you need fluoride in the water? It's good for your teeth. Fluoride's good for your teeth. You know, but it's mass medication. It's good for your teeth. Fluoride's good for your teeth.
I know. Oh, I love that, hey? And my favourite story about fluoride recently in the New Zealand media is New Plymouth in Taranaki, a reasonably large city, has just voted to get fluoride out. But they still had 6 weeks' worth of supplies, and so they decided that they'd keep fluoridating the community for 6 weeks because it's actually illegal to dump toxic waste into the environment in New Zealand. So they kept fluoridating it, and they had footage in the background of this guy wearing a Hazchem suit putting the fluoride into the water machine.
And
people just kind of go, oh, fluoride's good for your teeth. You need a Hazchem suit to freaking handle it, but it's good for your teeth.
And there was me thinking on the way back from Wellington when we stayed at a hotel in New Plymouth that I could thank Justin, one of the guys I met down in Wellington, who was part of the task force who helped get that removed, part of Fluoride Action New Zealand, a great organisation doing great work, who've got fluoride out of the New Plymouth water supply. I thought it was out already. See, I didn't even know that, Vinny. I was there enjoying my shower in the hotel under nice high pressure. Didn't know I was being fluoridated. There you go. More, just another mark, just another list of people who need to be struck out of this country and thrown into an abyss.
Yes, a very deep abyss, in the James Cameron sense of the word. And we'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
There's only one thing I need to know, whose side you on, whose side you on. Well, there's only one thing I need to know, whose side are you on.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Final segment. Well, Ryan, current leader of RNZ. Apparently, John Key lost a friend on 9/11. It's a shame he wasn't there with him, but you can't win them all. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's a bit rough to spring back to the segment, but there you have it.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, no comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just talking over the break about how Will is the new representative for the RNZ party. Now that Calvin Alp has stepped back a little bit because he's had I wouldn't say it's so much of a sordid background as it is something that will freak most people out if they did any research on it. If there was some kind of establishment loving kudos to John Key giving champagne stalker scumbaggery, whereas he was just kind of getting attacked all the time, so they passed the torch, as it were, to Will.
I mean, look, people don't mind these wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, they don't mind these Fabian Society guys like Tony Blair standing next to their Fabian Hammer windows and all that stuff. People don't mind the soft tyranny. As long as tyranny's got a suit and a tie on, it's cool, you know? As long as they've got years of voice training, it's cool. But, you know, Kelvin or myself, we don't come from such back, you know, but, well, come from different backgrounds, but neither of us come from any sort of academic PR background where we've been trained as spin doctors. And so when people come from the paradigm where you're used to that in politics, they could find us offensive. And they have. You know, we're just mixing up a little bit. It's only an interim leadership, like I say. We'll be registered, sadly, after the elections. We have to wait till after the elections. But I'll tell you what, we're not going to wait for another 3 years. We're going to push the issues that Vinny pushes on this show, that awake people are pushing everywhere. And we're going to call for a snap election or something, because in 3 years, the bankers would have, you know, destroyed this country, milk and honey, you know. They're going to evacuate this place. And we need to do something about it, frankly. Peaceful information, yeah. Peaceful revolution of information. Now, sadly, some people have taken the kind of no-nonsense line of Kelvin out or myself the wrong way. But I encourage our US listeners in particular to go to www.ournz.org.nz and check out our policies. Check out the monetary and taxation policy in particular. And I think you'll like some of the ideas, because it's not calling for a gold standard, but that's the only sort of point of difference we have with Ron Paul as such. But I think you'd like the idea of creating the interest at the time of the loan, spending it into public works, not creating a deficit in society where Peter has to go and rob Paul in order to function. That's what people are defining as capitalism, and it's not. It's a cronyist system, it's a fraudulent system, and it's based in some crooked stuff. And trying to cut through that in an efficient way, you tend to offend a lot of people. And, you know, I call that collateral damage. I don't call stacked bodies in Iraq collateral damage. I think that's totally wrong. But I think it's totally fine to upset a few people.
It's like I say, bro, if you ain't offending somebody, you're probably not telling the whole truth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the whole truth is not going to suit everyone, that's for sure.
In fact, I think the whole truth seems to suit almost nobody, because even the people who know the truth and believe in the truth and what have you, they don't like the fact that it is the truth. They prefer it to be something else. That's why they're always spending their time trying to change it.
Yeah, most likely, man. I mean, I guess we all like some sort of comfort zones. We all like some distance from reality. We all have a crux, you know. We like to hold on to trinkets that encourage us to believe everything's going to be all right. I think that's part of our human, you know, the flaw of our makeup. And I do believe there's human nature, and so that's why I don't go to the zeitgeist. I don't believe in a resource-based economy scheme, because I think it's too pie in the sky. And even if they're right, I encourage them to look at RNZ's ideas as a stepping stone to getting there. Even if they're right, and even if that's where we need to head as a society, we need incremental points to get there from what we have now, total tyranny, total authoritarian command and control, which is getting worse by the minute. First, we need to stop the command and control society being ramped up. We need to scale it back, and then we can look at rebuilding. But I don't believe we can just go from the path we're on to some idyllic path straight away without a lot of people missing out and a lot of chaos going down, you know?
It's like growing pains. If you want to grow up, you got to experience some freaking pain, right? That's as far as I know. You know, I remember when I was growing up, I'm 6'4", and when I was having growing pains, man, they were absolutely horrendous. But now I'm really massive. That's awesome.
Well, you know, OWS, the Occupy movement, needs to go through some serious growing pains, in my view. I checked out the movement in Wellington, and I was really encouraged by a few guys down there who weren't just cliche socialists or anything calling for a socialist world order. These people were educated. They wanted real change. And I hope they formulate like a constitution or a framework of their own, so they can't be co-opted and so they can't be misled down the garden path, because the elite guys are going to use this movement. They're going to use, they need a global movement. They need global unrest to get their new world order through. They can't just push it on us. They need to get us to push it for them. So people need to be very vigilant of that. And anything that rings of globalism, stay away from, in my opinion.
Yeah, pretty much. And the Occupy movement has, in fact, called for global democracy.
And that's the problem, you know. Democracy is a flawed concept. Globalism is a flawed concept. I don't know, guys. I mean, we have one planet, sure. We're integrated, sure. All the above is true. But why can't we live and manage our lives in a decentralized fashion? Because centralization will always be co-opted by powers, by people with intelligence and might above ours. And so, you know, it's just leaving it wide open for corruption.
Yeah, she's wide open for corruption. I mean, it's like basically, as far as I'm concerned, Parliament is the dirtiest prostitute in the political brothel, okay? And she's always got her legs open for corruption. That's for dang sure. She loves to take that money. She loves to ride bareback. And she loves to make sure that everything goes absolutely swimmingly so she can cruise off and buy heroin from Afghanistan.
The way I see it on the ground is a lot of people talk about a consciousness revolution and they're waiting for this big moment in time where this light beam comes down and this frequency resonates with our own natural frequency and bam, everyone sees it. I don't actually believe in any sort of event like that. I think it's going to be incremental and I think it is incremental and it's happening. But it's happening through shows like this and people going out and spreading the word. I don't think it's some cosmic thing. You know, that's just my view. But at some point, we need to take back Parliament. We need to take back the lawmakers and get them on our side or replace them. You know what I mean? Either one way or another, we need to stop them passing tyrannical laws, telling us what's compulsory, how much tax we've got to pay them, you know, what food we're going to eat, what clothes we're going to wear. You know, this isn't how we manage a diverse human society.
How many pieces of legislation have been passed in the last, like, three, nearly 4 years since the National Party and the new Prime Minister have come in? It's been quite a substantial amount. A lot of them get passed under urgency, and all of those things that get passed under urgency, incidentally, involve taking away people's rights. I mean, it's not like somebody got the crap beat out of them by cops and you say, oh, well, we need to urgently protect people then. Let's just pass that. No, it's people have rights to do stuff and they've been doing them for ages. Let's urgently take it away from them.
Exactly, because we don't have a constitution here to stop that. We don't have a way where we can take John Key to court and take him to a Supreme Court and say, no, you know, what you did there violates XYZ Amendment. We can't actually do that because they can make laws that supersede others and whatnot. So we need a constitution that enshrines and protects people. And then we need a democratic, direct democracy system. Because democracy, as you constantly say, Vinny, doesn't work without a high level of education. Otherwise, you can just get a bunch of ignorant masses to vote for anything.
Give them circuses and give them bread, and they'll vote for whoever you want them to. That's the old Roman way. And,
I mean, the All Blacks are running this country if it's down to democracy.
Yeah! Well, in fact, 30% of people voted in a recent mainstream media poll that the outcome of the Rugby World Cup was more important than the outcome of the election.
And that is really sad because the World Cup is a sporting event. You can enjoy that and everything else, but the World Cup doesn't determine the value of your money, the quality of your food, your air, your water, your life. I mean, where is the value in people's lives? Are they finding more value in entertainment than in their own intrinsic being? Very sad state of affairs, Vinny. That's a very, very sad to know that 30% of people think like that.
Well, and I think that's a nice positive note to leave it on. Thank you very much, Will, for coming on the show with us today. I think it really is something that we all need to basically grasp by the horns, in the figurative satanic sense, because there's a heck of a lot of nastiness and scumbaggery going down, and unless you confront the problem, it's never going to go away. Stop ignoring your problems, ladies and gentlemen, the ones in your own life, the one with your country, the one with everything. okay? Because they're only going to grow like mold in the corner of a room that you simply refuse to clean until eventually you get freaking bronchitis and cough up a lung. It's not a smart idea. All right, I'm pretty exactly. I'm pretty sure about that because I used to live in a flat in Dunedin.
Where you don't shine the light, folks. Where you don't shine the light, the disease will grow, and that's what's happening. We need to look at these evil parasites running the place.
Yeah. Oh no, I think we need to shine a lightsaber at them in the Jedi sense of, and you know, just slice them in half like a droid warrior or something. You know, it'd be fantastic.
Few flashbangs, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't. All right, we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.